अज्ञान तुमिदांधस्य ज्ञानान्यन कलापया चक्षु निमितान्येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master who has opened my eyes of ignorance with the stars of knowledge. My dear boys and girls, I thank you very much for participating in our Sankirtan. It is very simple, chanting the 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Actually, there are only three words, Hare Krishna and Rama. It is not difficult. Everyone can immediately, within a second, can chant these three names, Hare Krishna and Rama. But to make it still easier and suitable, that in arrange in two lines of eight words each line, that is very rhythmic, and one feels immediately transcendental pleasure to chant. It is not happening. We have chanted about exactly half an hour, but if we chant in 24 hours, he will never feel tired. That is the significant, practical. He will feel more and more enthusiastic to chant. Our boys and girls do that. In the beginning, of course, you may not understand, but you take to this practice of chanting, you'll feel immediately transcendental pleasure. I saw, although some of you could not join us in dancing and chanting, but you are from your feet, you are trying to dance, but I think it is practical. We have seen even children, they immediately take to this dancing and chanting. So it is not very difficult. The most easy process of transcendental realization. We don't ask you to press your nose or put your head downwards and make some gymnastics. No. In whatever condition you are, it doesn't matter. You simply chant the 16 names. There is no secrecy. We are not charging any fees. That you pay me so many dollars, I'll give you a secret mantra and you say, no, it is open. It is distributed here. Simply, you have to take that. The result will be great. Make an experience. You have no loss. You haven't got to pay, but you could take it. The result is very, very great, which has no comparison in this world. That is fact. The result is, that is stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who inaugurated this movement. You see this picture, five learned Brahmins. In the center, there is one picture, he is Lord Chaitanya. He started this movement when he was only 17 years old, a boy only, a school boy. He was a student, but he introduced this movement 500 years ago, and some of the elderly men, as you see, one elderly man with beard, he also helped him, and the others. Actually, this movement was originally started by young boy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu. They started. And there was a great agitation against them by the Brahmins, priestly Brahmins at the time. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up these 16 words from Vedic literature. It is not that he manufactured something. No. In the Vedic way, there is no question of manufacturing something, religious process, no. Just like you cannot manufacture law. In your state, privately, you cannot manufacture law. The law is given by the state. Similarly, any process for self-realization, you cannot manufacture. That is to be taken directly from God and His representative. That is the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat praneha. In the Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated, jada jada hi dharmasya grani bhavati abhuthanam adharmasya sadatmanam siyam. Whenever there is discrepancy in the religious principle, then the Lord says that I appear to establish the real purpose of religiosity. That is when. So, according to our Vedic principle, there is no question of manufacturing a new type of religion. No. So Lord Chaitanya introduced this Hare Krishna movement, not that he manufactured something. No. It is stated in the Agni Purana, perhaps you have heard there are 18 Puranas. Out of that, one Purana is called Agni Purana. And another Purana is called Brahma Vaivarta Purana. So in these two Puranas, and many other Puranas also, this Hare Krishna movement is there. That in this age, this age of Kali, where everything is based on disagreement and dissent. Nobody will agree with others' proposals. Everyone is thinking that I'm independent, I can think in my own way, I can have my own process of self-realization. So, therefore, it is recommended in this age that for self-realization, these mantras, 16 mantras, should be chanted. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam as follows. Kritejat bhato vishnut vipayana sajato makhai. In the golden age, when everyone was pious, at that time, meditation was recommended. Meditation. Kritejat bhato vishnut. Meditation on Vishnu. Vipayana sajato makhai. In the next age, the recommendation was to perform great sacrifices. And the next stage was recommended for temple worship or church worship or mosque worship. Kiteja dhyato vishnu kritana jagato makhai. Dapar eparitajya. Dapar next stage. Just the age, about 5,000 years ago, the age was called Dapar. At that time, temple worship was very gorgeous and very sacred. Now, in this age, Kali Yuga, which has begun about 5,000 years past, In these days, it is governed as Kalotat Harikirtana. You can realize yourself simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. And if you get to this simple process, the result will be that Cheta Dattvana Marjanam, the rubbish thing which has gathered in your heart will be clean. And what is the rubbish thing? The rubbish thing is also described that Jaskata Buddhi Knope Sibhati. Anyone, these are the description of rubbish things. Anyone who is thinking this body, this bundle of skin and bones, is self-distressed. This skin and if you say blood and intestines and stools and urine, this body means combination of all these nice things. Skin, the bone when it touched, according to a Hindu scripture, one has to take bath. So that bone is within you. Blood is also sometimes accepted as contagious. So this is not the self. Everyone is thinking that I am this God. This is rubbish. So if you chant this Hare Krishna, then he will very easily understand that you are not this body. You are spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Cheta Dattvana Marga. That is the first installment. You will understand. For self-realization, there are so many different processes. There are mystic yogis, there are philosophical speculators, there are karmis, there are jnanis, but this process, immediately you will realize that you are not this body, you are not matter, you are spirit soul. Cheta Dattvana Marga. And as soon as you understand that you are not this body, you are not matter, then you are spirit soul, then immediately you become joyous. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And actually it is a fact. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasodati Nakanth. As soon as one becomes elevated to the platform of spiritual realization, self-realization, immediately she will be free from all anxiety. Material life means full of anxiety. However great you make, you are always full of anxiety. But if you come to the platform of spiritual realization, immediately you become free from anxiety. This is the test. Simply by advertising that you are elevated to the highest platform stage by taking some drugs or medicine or this or that way. No. The result will be practical that you will immediately feel joy. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasodati Nakanthati. And what is the symptom of joyous life? No more hankering, no more lamenting. So long we are in the material stage, we have got two kinds of business. We are hankering after something which we do not possess. And we are lamenting after something which we have lost. So as soon as you come to the spiritual platform, then you will understand that I do not belong to this material world. So what is my gain and what is my loss? I do not belong to this platform at all. Suppose we are sitting in this room. Because I do not belong to this room, if there is some loss in this room or in gain in this room, we are not interested. We are not interested. Similarly, this is self-realization. So, if you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, your self-realization will be possible on the second stage. First stage, you realize that you are not matter, but you are spirit, soul, Brahma. And the second stage is Sita-Datpana-Marjanam Bhava-Mahadava-Agni-Nibhava. Bhava-Mahadava-Agni means this material anxiety. It is compared with forest fire. Forest fire means in this material world, everyone wants to be happy. That is your fact, everyone. But by some cause or by some way, there is a fire that's like forest fire. Nobody is interested to go in this forest and set fire there. But there is fire, automatically. Similarly, this world, nobody wants war, nobody wants famine, nobody wants earthquake, nobody wants a disease, nobody wants death. But these things happen. It will happen. Even if you do not want, you cannot, combat all these attacks of the material nature. That is the way of material nature. Therefore, self-realization is the opportunity of the human form of life. The human form of life, according to most of you, many of you, may be students of anthropology, of Darwin's theory, that the life is evolving. This anthropology, long years, was stated in the Padmapura. It is stated, asiti chaturam chaiva, brahmad hi jiva jati. Brahmad hi jiva jati. This very word is there. This is a Sanskrit one. What is that? Asiti chaturam chaiva. And you have got the human form of life, civilized form of life. This life has to be properly utilized. That is the whole purpose of Vedic literature. It is not to be spoiled like cats and dogs simply for sensitization. One has to control the sense life or animal life and take to tapa. This very word is usual. Tapa means austerity, penance. You have read in the Indian history that there were many great sages, even kings, they left everything, they went to the forest for practicing austerity and penance. Very recently, everyone of you know it, that Lord Buddha, he was also Indian, he was also a Kshatriya, a prince, but he left everything and he went to the forest for self-realization. So, the self-realization process is to be achieved by the human form of life. That is our Krishna consciousness movement is indicating everyone, we are teaching everyone that don't spoil your deeds. A real human form of life simply by engaging yourself in the matter of sense gratification. Because sense gratification, ample or sufficient sense gratification opportunity you had even in the hog's life. Because we have migrated, we have evolved from hog's life also. Sometimes we have been a hog or a dog or something like that. And now we have come to the stage of life, these lives should not be spoiled like the cats, dogs and hogs. But we should have some respect and realize ourselves. This possibility is there simply by chanting the 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is possible, this is practical. Since I came to your country in 1965, of course for 1 year I was traveling here and there, but in 1966 I established first my class in New York and 26th Second Avenue. Then there are many branches now. We have got about 16 branches all over your country. And these students, they are chanting and they have taken to the auxiliary. I don't accept any chief student or chief disciple. My first condition is that there is no illicit sex life. There is no intoxication. There is no gambling and there is no meeting. These four principles are there. But all my students in these 20, about 16, 17, one in London, one in Germany, but we will be surprised that all these boys and girls, they are taken to this hospitality very seriously. They are not drinking even tea or smoking a cigarette. So spiritual life does not mean a physical life. It is, first of all, basic principle is a building character. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find that man, Arjuna, is accepting Lord Krishna. He is saying that, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the most pure, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma. You are the Supreme Lord, you are pure. So, idea is that if you want to have spiritual life, you have also begun to become poor, pure. Without being pure, that pureness. This evolution means gradual process of purifying process. You are distinct from cats and dogs, means your body is purified than the body of the cats and dogs. So purification is the first principle of purification are these four regulative principles. So they are taken to you very easily. Some of them students, they are 6 months ago, they are not my students. But by chanting Hare Krishna, they are seriously taken to be principles of austerity. That is not, that is stated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The state of Atmano Mahajana, as soon as you come to the understanding that I am not this matter, I am not matter, I am spirit soul, immediately this process will follow, that you will have no unnecessary material demand. Smoking is not a necessary thing, but you have learned it by society or by company. So it is not necessary, it is unnecessary. Similarly, gambling is also unnecessary. Simply, similarly, illicit sex life is also unnecessary. All these things are unnecessary. But we have learned by some association by company. Similarly, you can give it up also by association. So, Cheta Dattvana Marjanam Bhavmahadabhagam. And unless you purify yourself, you cannot understand yourself or position of God. It is stated all this in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Evaṁ prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavad tattva vijnana mukta saṅgasya jāya. Prasanna manaso, you have to first of all place yourself in a platform which is full, free of all anxiety. Even prasanna manaso, full of joy, full of love. Even prasanna, that can be achieved simply by practicing this with Krishna consciousness, devotional service to the Lord. Evaṁ prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga. Bhagavad tattva vijnana. This science of God is not a stupid thing. You see, we are going to understand the supreme cause of everything. What is God? God means the supreme, the ultimate cause of sarva-kārana-kāraṇa. That is stated in the Brahma. Just like you are searching out. What is the cause of this thing? What is the cause of this thing? This thing is gone. Searching. when you come to the ultimate cause, that is God. That is explained in the, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra, the first code is, Athata Brahma Vijnasa. Now let us discuss about the Supreme Absolute Truth. And immediately the answer is, what is Brahma? Janmadasvajataha, the ultimate source of everything. A simple one. You have to find out the ultimate source of everything, the cause of all causes. Then you have found out God. Don't accept a nonsense as God. Find out the cause of God, ultimate cause. Where there is no more cause, He is the ultimate cause. That is stated in Brahma Sangita and all Vedic literature. Just like in the Brahma Sangita, it is stated, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. The Sarva Karana Karana, cause of all causes. Of course, it is not possible to explain all the signs of God immediately within half an hour or 15 minutes. It is not possible. But our request is that don't spoil your human form of life. You are all young boys and girls. You have got ample time. I am old man. I will die so within 5 or 10 years, but he will live at least for 60, 70, 80 years. Cultivate this knowledge, Krishna consciousness, and you will be happy. Your life will be perfect. That is all. And the method is simple. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. If you simply chant, that is sufficient for yourself and realization. But if you want to study the philosophy or the science of God through your philosophy and argument, logic, we have got enough talk of books. We have got 60 volumes of Srimad Bhagavata. Already we have published 5 volumes. We have got Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have got teachings of Lord Chaitanya. We are publishing back to Godhead paper. So if you want to understand this philosophy by your learning, by your academic career, we have got sufficient stock to supply. Sufficient stock. Don't think that we are all sentimentalists, simply done. No. There is background. There is background if you want to, you are all educated boys and girls. Try to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, your life will be successful. That is all. I will not take much of your time. Now, if you have got anything to ask from me, I shall reply for 15 minutes. Then I shall again begin our chanting. And I shall request you that you have to join with our chanting. That is all. Thank you. You have got any questions? Well, thank you. There's no question. In time, read this one. Yes.